Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever attended a leadership transition ceremony? I'm sure we've all seen the inauguration of kings or presidents as their predecessors died or retired or their term of office concluded. They can be spectacular in their formality, can't they? But I've never seen one like the one I'm inviting you to attend with me today. I left you yesterday in Gilgal, Israel, about 1050 B.C., as we watched the inauguration of Saul, the son of Kish, to become the first king of Israel. A great celebration was taking place, and as things quieted down, the old prophet Samuel rose to his feet, ready to make a profound statement. The leadership of the nation of Israel was transferring from old Samuel to young King Saul. You'll find this remarkable event recorded in 1 Samuel 12. Look and listen now as Samuel calls for quiet and prepares to speak to the people of Israel gathered for this historic occasion. Samuel said to all Israel, "I have listened to everything you have said to me, and I have set a king over you. Now you have a king as your leader. As for me, I am old. I've been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Now testify against me in the presence of the Lord and his anointed. Whom have I cheated? Who have I oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe to shut my eyes? If I've done any of these things, I will make it right." 1 Samuel 12, 1-3. Now pause a moment to reflect on what we've just witnessed. Have you ever heard an outgoing leader make that kind of statement as they pass the baton of leadership to the new leader who will take their place? What does it tell us about the integrity of old Samuel and about his courage to stand in honest accountability before God and the people he has led for several decades? Do you remember the immoral, unreliable, deplorable culture of leadership into which Samuel was brought by his mother Hannah when Samuel was just a little boy? 1 Samuel chapter 2. Eli the high priest and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were making a mockery of the sacred leadership privilege God had entrusted to them at the tabernacle at Shiloh. Everything collapsed when the Ark of the Covenant of God had been taken from the tabernacle to the battlefield and captured by the Philistines. Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas had all died that day, and the word Ichabod was declared in Shiloh, for the glory of the Lord had departed from Israel. 1 Samuel 4. From that shambles of failed leadership, Samuel had brought Israel back to God and then led them all these years as a man of holy integrity and trustworthiness. But as Samuel grew old, the people had asked Samuel to give them a human king, and now King Saul stood before them. As the mantle of leadership was being passed from old prophet Samuel to young King Saul, both men stood before the people, awaiting their response to Samuel's transparency and accountability challenge. With one voice, the people responded, "You have not cheated or oppressed us. You have not taken anything from anyone's hand." 1 Samuel 12, verse 4. As Saul looked at Samuel, I think a great sense of insecurity rose up inside Saul. How could he possibly follow in the footsteps of this legendary leader? Samuel rose to his feet again, ready to address the people. "The Lord God is witness against you, and also his anointed King Saul is witness this day that you have not found anything in my hand." My friends, in this historic moment, Samuel stood before the people as the only leader of Israel since the days of Joshua about whom such honorable things could be said. The Spirit of God moved in Samuel's heart to give the people one last instruction and warning as they transitioned to a human king. "Then Samuel said to the people, 'It is the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron and brought your forefathers up out of Egypt. Now then, stand here, because I am going to confront you with evidence before the Lord as to all the righteous acts performed by the Lord for you and your forefathers.'" 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. And for the next several minutes, Samuel recounted for the people the unique, wonderful story of God's leadership for and protection of his people Israel, going all the way back to the days of Moses and God's deliverance of them from their slavery in Egypt. Then, as Samuel began to draw his challenging final speech to a close, Samuel said, "Now here is the king you have chosen, the king you asked for. If you fear the Lord and serve and obey God, and do not rebel against God's commands, and if both you and this king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, good. But if you do not obey the Lord, and if you rebel against God's commands, God's hand will be against you." 1 Samuel 12. Did you hear it, my friends? Samuel was challenging God's people to learn how to both follow God's commands and submit to their new human king, Saul, at the same time. That, my friends, is the very same challenge you and I face every day, no matter where you live in the world or who the human leader is in your country. I need to ask us all, how well are we doing with this challenge? And what do you do when the human leadership of your nation calls you to do something that is not in alignment with God's commands or the leading of the Holy Spirit of God in your life? I think it's important we pause right here, my friends. This is an election year in America. In England, a new king is on the throne. Several other countries have recently had or will have changes of leadership, and thus Samuel's challenge is very appropriate for all of us. Could you stand today and invite those who know you, those who have worked with you, even your family, to look closely at your life as Samuel did? What would be the response of the people to offer to your offer of accountability? And as we each and all look into 2024, what specific steps do you and I need to take to be sure we do not waver under the peer pressure or government pressure or our own character weaknesses and turn away from God? Here's a worship song to help us closely look at our lives, my friends, and I'll rejoin you right back here tomorrow as Samuel has some final things of significance to say.